Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits, with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
American Manganese Inc., a company out front in the billion-dollar potential of recycling lithium-ion batteries. The patented Recyclico process is a proven solution, putting American Manganese in a prime position to capture a huge market share of the battery recycling market. Lithium-ion battery recycling has been brought to you by American Manganese Inc., U.S. trading symbol AMYZF, and in Canada, AMY. The preceding may contain forward-looking statements which may not be realized.
This is CBS Eye on the World. Here's John Batchelor.
Charles Lieber, a distinguished professor of Harvard University, chairman of the chemistry department, to my knowledge, until Gordon Chang, at Gordon G. Chang, my colleague and co-host, and we go immediately to our colleague, Brandon Weikert, who has written at length about problems with China coming into our economy, especially academia, and borrowing, stealing, bribing, buying. It's a mixed picture. But with Charles Lieber, I read this from the Harvard Crimson right before Christmas. Boston. Harvard professor Charles Lieber was found guilty of lying to government authorities about his ties to China in federal court, concluding a stunning downfall for one of the country's top chemists. Brandon, when you first heard of this story, were you surprised that a man as esteemed as Professor Lieber had fallen under this cloud? Good evening to you, Brandon.
Good evening, John, and hello, Gordon. Thanks for having me again. The short answer is no, I wasn't surprised. As you know, I've been following the various sort of threads of Chinese penetration into our intellectual property and our sort of R&D, research and development, high-tech space for several years now. Lieber, I was surprised with his connections to the Pentagon. He was a very highly placed individual, particularly in the nanotechnology development, which is a futuristic, amazing new technology that could completely change the way war is fought, not to mention change the way we live our lives in the civilian world. I was kind of surprised that he fell under the sway. But when you're paid, what was it, $50,000, I think, a month or a week for working in a Chinese lab, helping to set it up and basically do that for several years, you know, the money's too good, I guess, even for somebody as highly placed in our Department of Defense with the connections that he has as Dr. Lieber. And so what I would argue is that he is but the first of many, and that there are probably many, 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 many other very highly respected scientists who are doing things like this, either because they don't see that there's anything wrong with it and or they want the money and they want to get the research done no matter what.
The Charles Lieber case, Gordon, is linked to something called the China's Thousand Talents Program. This is by the declaration of the federal prosecutors. What is that?
The Thousand Talents Program is a decades-old program to get talent from around the world, especially the United States, to help China develop science and technology. And it's obviously well-resourced because, as Brandon said, Lieber was paid $50,000 a month in addition to other payments. But also the Chinese use other blandishments. And in Lieber's case, as he admitted to FBI agents when he was interrogated, that part of his motivation was to get Chinese support for a Nobel Prize for himself. So China knows what the weak points of Americans and others, and it exploits them to the fullest.
You have a question for our colleague, Brandon Gordon.
Brandon, how much damage do you think Lieber did to the United States?
I think given his role in the proprietary and exotic experimental nanotechnology development, I think that he has set us back bigly, as the former president used to say. I think that the damage will be felt for years to come. We will recover, But the problem is we now have a rival in China who is truly a competitor and able to keep up. And Lieber helped them, and he hurt us because now, as you know, our security people are going to have to basically go back over everything that Lieber has touched for the last, since 2012, at least, when he was co-opted by the Thousand Talents program. And they're going to have to basically slow down everything and sort of go through and see if the Chinese were able to infect or ensnare any other scientists in that operation.
Brandon, you've written extensively in all directions about China's purloining or buying of technology or genius or connections in the United States. Is the Lieber story extraordinary, unusual at this scale? I'm reminded because there's American mythology based upon a famous short story, The Devil and Daniel Webster, in which the devil buys the soul of a farmer who's come on hard times. And he thinks that it's not worth anything, and he sells it to feed his family. Well, Daniel Webster appears later to argue the case that the farmer deserves to be pardoned and not be taken to Hades. What made Charles Lieber sell his soul if the mythology matters to him?
I think that he wanted to get the Nobel Prize. I think he was trying to double up the research, trying to move beyond sort of the stilted world of the Pentagon and Harvard. And he was trying to just basically take this a la carte approach where he would be able to leapfrog and move faster than his any rivals maybe in the scientific community be able to move, so he could get notoriety and he could get the patents and he could get all the fame and the wealth. And I also worry, and I wrote about this in the New English Review piece back in 2020 that you're referencing, I also worry that there is an issue of fellow travelers, you know, that we know with the Rosenbergs, for instance, there was a group of pro-Soviet scientists who helped build the American bomb. And then after World War II, they gave that tech over to the Soviets because they didn't think it was fair. And they had an ideological sympathy. And my worry is that we know American academics tend to flirt, for the most part, with very left-leaning causes. And they may actually have an ideological sympathy toward China, not just where they want to get paid the big bucks and get the awards for getting the science first, but where also they might have a real kind of shared, unique, you know, worldview with China, that they want to see China win. They want to see China, that it's not fair that America's always on top. So better to give it to China. And that's something that I worry. And I actually think Lieber's case, as I said before, it's extraordinary in that we're finding out about it and his level of access to the Pentagon. But I actually think in my couple years, 3 years now of researching this, I actually think he's the tip of the iceberg. I think this thing goes so deep and there's so many players in multiple science research and development fields that we're going to be spending decades uncovering the truth if we ever get it at all.
Gordon, the puzzle here, the Chinese knew what Lieber was doing. They own his soul, Gordon. Didn't that slow him down? They could always use it against him if he crossed them. It's similar to espionage. Once you turn somebody, he's a slave.
Yes, John. And indeed, there was some discussion of that in the Lieber matter. And it's also true for people in the business community, scientific community, all the communities. You know, once you get someone to do something which is wrong or something they're embarrassed about, they own you forever. And they obviously owned Lieber.
We have a couple of minutes. Go ahead, Gordon, for Brandon.
Brandon, should the United States prohibit scientific and technical cooperation with China? And although this obviously would end up in some harm to U.S. scientific development, do you think that that would actually be a net win for us if we were to go to a drastic solution like that?
Yes, in this case, particularly something like nanotech or biotech, the technology is so sensitive, not just for the military purposes, but it also has real ramifications for the civilian economy, that yes, we need, the Chinese have proven they can't be trusted with the technology, with the research. They've proven they will abuse access. So we had better start doing something fast to stop it. Otherwise, not only are they going to steal the technology from us, but there could be unintended consequences because the Chinese have a leap without looking mentality when it comes to high-tech research and development. And so for the good of humanity and for the national security of our country, we need to start seriously limiting, if not completely stopping, Chinese access to American R&D capabilities. It's ridiculous that we haven't thought of this before.
And Brandon, what we have here then is a story that is developing. If I understand you correctly, when you use metaphors like tip of the iceberg, you yes. believe there are other stories that we don't know about yet that are under investigation, and that the Lieber case is a warning to everyone who's been compromised to save themselves. Is that fair, Brandon?
Probably. Yeah, yes, absolutely. Absolutely. And I also I'm concerned that we're not going to find out everybody okay. who's doing these bad things, because there's so many.
Brandon Weikert, the author most recently of Winning Space, How America Remains a Superpower. Gordon Chang at Gordon G. Chang. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits, with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.